Welcome to the audio podcast of My Pastor Christian.
If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. These two things actually grant you access into having more in God. What you hear and how you hear. Because what you hear and how you hear is what determines what you become. So, what you hear and how you hear is what gives you access into more in God. Hearing adds to what you have. The more you hear, the wiser you become. Therefore, take heed how ye what hear.
Now, your glorious word.
Father, we are grateful for tonight. Precious Holy Spirit, have your way. Even in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Kindly take your seats. Hallelujah. Welcome the person sitting by you. Welcome to church. Wednesday evening. Amen. But tonight, I'd like to share on, can the life of a child of God be manipulated by the devil? It's a long subject. Can the life of a child of God be manipulated by the devil? Okay? Can that happen? And if yes, what do we do to stop manipulation? If not, then there's no need for the discussion at all. And if not, we can still discuss so that your awareness is sharpened. Can the life of a child of God be manipulated by the devil? So, you are a child of God. You are now in Christ Jesus. Can your life be manipulated by the devil? Can you be under the influence of witchcraft, sorcery, or any of such devices of the devil? Is it possible? Right away, we should say it should not be possible. It should not be possible because now you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Okay? Now the scripture says we are seated together with Christ in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. So that is our true spiritual state and status. So, how then can the believer's life, any area of your life, be manipulated by the devil? Because as far as we are concerned from the scriptures, we are above the devil. So how then does he get access to then manipulate any area of our lives? How? How? Having access to the exalted name, highly exalted name of Jesus, how does he have access? I think I'll touch on just two things, then we'll pray tonight. Then we'll continue next. But this is a very deep spiritual subject. I want you to be very alert so that you will not give any foothold to the devil in any area of your life. All right? Amen. So, now, some of the devices of the devil, some of the things he used to manipulate, okay? I hope you understand the word manipulate. Somebody saying, yes, oh, but if I should come right now and say that, what does it mean to manipulate? Okay? Manipulate simply means controlling something or influencing something. But you see, you have not been given the right to do so. So it's some kind of illegal control, illegal influence. I hope you are getting the point. All right. So, how does this happen? Let's start from this point, Galatians. So we know some of the things that he used to manipulate is witchcraft. Okay. I know some of you don't believe in witchcraft, but listen. You are not supposed to necessarily believe in witchcraft as you believe in it. Okay? But you see, you must accept that it exists. For even the scriptures mention it several times. So, all the mentioning of witchcraft is in the Old Testament. No. Witchcraft is interpreted in other places of the Bible as sorcery. And even the apostles had to encounter people who were using sorcery. Please. I think some of us, you know, let me say it like this. Some of you, not some of you, maybe you are fifth generational Christians. Let me see. Your great, 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 great grandfather was a believer. Everybody was sanctified. You get what I'm trying to say? Up till you. So you, like, had they fought the battles and they've sensitized the family. Look, goodness. People of God. Some families, some of us, we are the first light. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yes. There are some families. For example, if you find yourself in a family and you are the first generational Christian, when you check, everybody is an idol worshiper. Lord have mercy. Anyway, but sorcery, witchcraft, okay? All of those are devices of the enemy that he uses. So can he use it against the child of God? That's what we want to look at. All right? Beautiful. So let's start from Galatians chapter 5. Adiba da baha kosh ateke di kaparadika saya. Anything he is using to manipulate any area of your life will catch fire tonight. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So how does he do it? Can he? And how does he do it? In Galatians chapter 5. You've written Galatians chapter 5. Let's go and read 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. I want us to pick it from there, then we'll come to the Galatians chapter 5. How does he do it? Rapapato prapete pratica pas uprapata patu prampete pratis tafiko fatash adagavahaya. So, can the life of a child of God be manipulated by the devil? That is the subject we are treating. Can that happen? Can that happen? Now he says, to whom ye forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgive anything, to whom I gave it, for your sakes forgave I it in the person of Christ. So, whatever way he is twisting, forgive, do you understand? Forgiving and all that. The subject is clear. He's talking about forgiveness. Then he mentions something very cardinal in verse 11. Then he says, lest Satan should get advantage of us. Paul, talking about Satan getting advantage of us. That means Paul and all the apostles. That means Satan can take advantage of us. Then he says, for we are not ignorant of his devices. That means, the moment there is a lot of unforgiveness, Satan can take advantage of a believer. Not just a believer, but apostle, bishop, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. Are you getting what I'm saying? So he says, if we are not careful, Satan will take advantage of us. That means this scripture alone shows that the life of a child of God can be manipulated by the devil if he allows him. Lest Satan should take advantage of us. That means you can allow witchcraft into your life and it will scatter things. You can allow sorcery. You can allow any of the devices of the enemy into your life, any area of your life. I hope you are getting what I'm trying to say. How does he take advantage of us? Now, remember here, he's shown us that unforgiveness is one thing that opens the door. If we don't forgive, put your hand on your chest. Say, Father, I may not even remember the people I'm holding grudges against, but I forgive everyone. I forgive them. I forgive them. I forgive them. You see, forgiveness doesn't mean that the Lord will not recompense them. Yes, Paul said, look, Lord, the Lord will recompense them. Don't worry. You don't have to be bothered about keeping them, holding them. I hope you are getting the point. I think unforgiveness is one of the difficult things. That is, if you think you are the one who have been hurt. Oh, I think I'm the only real person here. You are not minding me. Amen. So Galatians chapter 5. Let's go there. From verse 19. So when we read here, then we would now make clear the first way the devil has access to manipulate with any of his devices. Now remember, he can take advantage. Paul said, hey, if we are not careful, he can take advantage of us, and we are not ignorant of his devices. Now he says, now the works of the flesh are manifest. Now look at this. Which are these? The works of the flesh are manifest. The first thing, adultery. 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 Senior adultery. Adultery. What is adultery? A man or a woman leaving their spouse for another. Adultery. So please, you see, those of us who are married, you know, one thing I always tell myself is that married people can be the most deceived. Sometimes people think that once you are married, you are not attracted to somebody. It's not true. It's not true. Let me tell you, I've been married for 15 years. It's not true. When you are married, you can really see somebody and you are attracted to the person. Yes. And it's not a sin to see somebody and you say, ah, the person is nice. But that, is it any, every food that you see that you say is nice that you go and taste? What was the meaning of that? No, let's be real. Let's be real. Let's be real. I know people just don't want to accept the fact that when you are married, you can still see beautiful women. But that doesn't mean you now go after them. You look and you remove your eyes. You say wow. I know people are, you know, stainless steel. They don't want to accept the fact that, yes, you don't have to accept the fact that it's not only your wife that is the beautiful girl on earth. Yes, there are many others. That doesn't mean go and be looking. You are just Ohima. Ohima, who are you? Ohima, bruh, me ya number kaka. Who the number ede? Ohima, ma be digits no me fa. No, it's not necessary. That is why there's something called adultery. You don't deceive yourself. Fight. You fight. You say, no, I marry one, I stick with one. There are some of you, I think you are not really thinking about marriage yet. So when I talk about some of these things, but we are showing you the word of God. And he says adultery. That means it's very important. And when you talk about the works of the flesh, it's the first one. Number two, fornication. Second in command, fornication. You are not married to someone, not your wife, not your husband. You are sleeping with the person. I want to show you something. That's why I brought you here. Then go. Uncleanliness. Anything unclean. Pornography. All those things. Huh? Lasciviousness. That means a life that doesn't have self-control. Anything goes. You eat anything. You taste anything. You touch anything. You enter every hole. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Lasciviousness is a broader. It's broad. LGBTQ, QASV, whatever. People of God, lasciviousness. Go verse 20. This is what I want you to watch. Idolatry. Oh, so idolatry is in the same list as fornication. Then look, witchcraft. That means, in any day you find yourself working any of the works of the flesh, you open the door for Satan to take advantage of you. And you see, if witchcraft is in the same line as fornication, that means once you are fornicating, witchcraft has access to manipulate you. I don't know if you are seeing the word of God plainly. So, when you read down, you see, he says, hatred. That means anytime you hold hatred against someone, witchcraft can manipulate. So, you see, the works of the flesh is the major access point, for the devices of the devil. I hope you are getting the point. The works of the flesh. So, the child of God must be very alert when it comes to not allowing the works of the flesh to manifest through them. Am I communicating at all? Please, it doesn't matter how you don't like somebody. Never say, I hate this person. Welcome, witchcraft. Because witchcraft is in the same line as what? Hatred. I don't know if I'm communicating. So say, why did this? I'm a child of God. Why, how can this enter my life? If you have opened the door for the works of the flesh, then remember that you have already opened the door for Satan to take advantage of you, though you are a child of God. So unforgiveness, Paul says, is dangerous. Why? Less Satan should what? Have advantage of us. He says, we are not ignorant of the devil's devices. I pray, let the word of God scan you. We must allow the word of God to scan us. You know, the word of God is a scanner. It's a scan. Hebrews 4:12. The word of God is a scanner. Hallelujah. Hebrews 4:12. Okay. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. You see, the word of God can go deep. Then he says, and it's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. It's a discerner. It can scan your thoughts. And you know, gosh, these thoughts are not correct. Are you getting the point? Then verse 13 says, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. So the moment a creature gets in front of the word of God, it scans that creature, including man. Then he says, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do, the word. So the word of God is a scanner. So allow the word to scan you and see, hey, am I operating in any of these works of the flesh, because by so doing, I allow the enemy access to manipulate. Am I communicating at all? Hallelujah. So I don't hate you, brother. I can't hate you. No, I will not hate anybody. Do you understand the point? I will not hate anybody. I will not hate anybody. I don't hate anybody. Say it. I don't hate it. You know, the moment you say I don't hate anybody, hatred flies away. Are you getting the point? I don't hate anybody. I won't strive with anybody. You see. So, for example, let's say, man of God, you are in the house, you're a married man, and you are striving with your wife. You see, right away, what door have you? You see, you have opened a door. So, if hatred and strife is in the same line with witchcraft, that means witchcraft can operate. So, the best way you and your wife can keep witchcraft out of your house, agree. No matter what you say, come, my dear. You see, the devil, he's always looking for an opening to enter. Hey, if you think the devil likes you, think again. The devil, he is so crafty, the little door you open. But you see, he doesn't have access. Listen carefully. The devil has no right into your life except the one you give him. He is not that powerful in the believer's life. If we believe the Bible, he's under our feet. But it is you that gives him access. We give. That's why Paul the Apostle will say, if we don't forgive, less. Satan should have advantage of us. And Paul is not excluded. I pray that we'll be quick to recognize that we are not in line with the Spirit, so that we would quickly come in alignment. Then we will block the doors or the breaches in our lives that allow the enemy access. Because until we give him access, he doesn't have it. Oh, he doesn't have it. I tell you. He doesn't have it. Never think the devil has access into your life. He doesn't have it. So, I want to give you an assignment. When you go home tonight, sit down. Look at all the fruit of the Spirit. Then look at all the works of the flesh. Then see, where am I not operating right? Where am I not operating right? Because the works of the flesh, I said, is the first point of call. Do you understand the point? You cannot be fornicating and you think you are free from witchcraft manipulation. Any witchcraft can I want to say some direct English be from tree. Any witchcraft can do you. You know, I was saying something in my personal meditation. I was thinking about something. I said, one of the ways to block the devil out of your life as a child of God is to live pure. He's afraid of purity. When you live pure, you know there's no... Look, you don't allow any foolishness around you. You live pure. There is no access. He can't have it. You must understand, there is no work of the flesh that is lesser than the other. But of course, if they were not in ranks, he won't put adultery and fornication first. I hope you are getting the point. Hallelujah. Anyway, I want us to pray tonight. So let me just give you the second one. We'll continue next week. We will get deeper as we go. Because we have to even look at ignorance of patterns in family can also make him take advantage. Because yes, we are born again. But don't forget that we all hail from certain families. Listen carefully. Sometimes you may be surprised at what is happening, and probably you are ignorant of a certain pattern you must handle. If your grandmother, great-grandmother, always goes through operations, your grandmother, your mother, look, the probability that you go through it, that pattern, you must now take your authority in Christ and handle the pattern so that that pattern doesn't, what? He cannot use that pattern to now manipulate. Are you getting what?
Yes.
Look, if you doubt family system and everything, listen to me. Why is it that even when somebody dies, they won't release the body to somebody who is not family? Even when the person is no more, no. I hope you are getting the point. Yeah. So we'll deal with that. But the next thing from the works of the flesh is lack of spiritual alertness. Lack of what? There's a story in the book of Acts chapter 16. From tonight, you'll be very alert. You see, spiritual alertness actually makes you ask questions. You don't just take things as they are. You ask sensitive questions that then make you want to investigate spiritually. Am I communicating? Acts chapter 16 from verse 16, please. Look at this scripture. And it came to pass as we went to prayer, Paul, the apostle, and his team, they were going to pray. A certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. So you see, this lady was using spirits to prophesy. Soothsaying is prophecy. In a sense, you know, telling you what will happen in the future, blah, blah, blah. Okay. The spirit of divination. Huh? Then look at verse 17. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation." I thought the lady is speaking truth, isn't it? But spiritual alertness to discern, to know that not all fans are from the right spirit. Not all who look like they are friendly are friends. Because you see, you can accept somebody as a friend or whatever. But because you are not alert spiritually, and they so look like they are so extra nice, your mind doesn't even go that they can be using witchcraft against you. Anyway, my prayer for you is that anybody around you who is a point of contact that the enemy is using to have access will be struck in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Don't be surprised if somebody you so like all of a sudden says, "I don't want to relate with you again. I'm going." I'm a double copper double hustle tobo. Ura da 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 da. Is this how you? Ibrahim and Shiawan come here then. Hey, wash him you. Hey, the oil mommy, the many so dear. Spiritual alertness. Father. Look at the fans. Oh, you think Delilah was not giving Samson fans? Looking after people is good. Everybody, you look after people, okay? Oh, you mind me? But let me tell you, rarely would the devil use witchcraft from somebody you are not looking after to come to you. I had a vision. Then in the vision, I saw somebody. And in the vision, it's like the person lives with me. The person that allows strangers to come to my house. So apparently I saw the face of someone that I live with. Okay? So my first reaction was that, oh, let me warn this my son, because this is what I've seen in the spirit. Are you? So I called him and I said, this is what the Lord has shown me in the spirit. I had two consecutive visions. So after I told him, then I told mommy, I said, this is what I saw. So I've warned this person. I said, this. And she said, warn this person too. You know, mommy, she's sharp. She would say, yes. She would say, look. Then she said, though you might have seen this person, it is with everybody close to us. That is in our domestic space. So, watch it. Then, spiritual alertness is sharpened with meketeka tokosotapas. Do you understand? If even it is 10 minutes, on that subject, in less than a week, somebody took off. The person took off. When the person took off, I said to mommy, he won't come again. What sign do I have? Spiritual alertness. There are some of you are too fine that when even witchcraft is going, you say, no, come, I want to feed you. You are too fine. The fact is that you are too fine. You like people too much. Does that mean you shouldn't like people? Please don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I said what? Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I'm talking about can the life of a child of God be manipulated by the devil? And I'm saying, number one, the works of the flesh. Number two, when you lack spiritual what? Alertness. Because probably you think everybody is a friend. This lady is speaking truth. Please, what she's saying, is it not truth? The fans is very nice. Oh, the next verse. Look at spiritual alertness. And did this see many days. So it was not the first day that Paul picked it all. Paul of all people couldn't pick it the first day. Second day. Third day. He said many days. Many days, as you think, is about 5 days. Many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. How come Paul didn't pick it the first day? So you see, there were many things surrounding it. So I believe Paul was discerning. What is this? Is this fans really true? The fans, is it really true? Do you know fans? I think you don't like the message. Bro, you are looking very nice. Charlie, your dress is very nice. Your dress is very nice. You didn't see the chill, but God saw it. All of a sudden, you have this intuition in you that says that, look, this person, there's a problem. This was an individual. We are going to pray. Please, I hope you are ready to pray. Alertness, spiritual alertness. Paul the apostle, I believe, was discerning. What is this? What is this? What is that? Means he would have committed it to prayer. Is everything okay? What is this? No. Is this okay? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Then he picked it. He picked it. Then he rebuked the spirit. You must be so alert spiritually that anything that enters through any way to come in your force field, all right, trying to manipulate with a device of the enemy, you will pick it up. and you will handle it. Am I communicating at all? Hallelujah. I want us to pray. Two prayers tonight. That the Spirit of God will sharpen our alertness. All right? And that anyone around us who is giving fans, showing pleasant face, but is sent. Look, you can live with a witch. You can live, literally be living with a witch for many years. You can literally be giving money to a witch. Am I communicating? For many years. And you have no idea. And he's spoiling everything. Hey. Huh? Yeah. When there's any issue, look at it from the spiritual standpoint. So if it is not a work of the flesh that you are engaged in, then what is causing this? Because this must not be happening. So sometimes you can even... Listen to this carefully. We are about to pray. The wrong personality around you can be using witchcraft to manipulate you through a work of the flesh. Because let's say I'm living with you and I'm fighting with you. So because I'm fighting with you, the witch wants everything spoiled. So the witch can manipulate us through the anger we have for each other. Oh. Am I communicating? Then, by the time you realize, then you know what? The witch will definitely move in with one. And will keep jubilating because I've succeeded. And you may never know because spiritually you are not alert. Are you getting what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Can the life of a child of God be manipulated by the devil? Yes. How? Number one, through the works of the flesh. How? Number two, lack of spiritual alertness. Be on your feet, people of God. Let's pray. May we be able to block him and his devices in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May we be able to block him and his devices in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you ready to pray? Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want you to lift up your voice right now and thank the Lord for his word that has come to us and open our eyes to this truth in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Rabba di bahash. Ikada binto baba. Lakete kete pratikesa. Zdobra bida bankosh ategebehe. Yo kakatika fata. Father, we give you glory. Thank you, Lord. 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 Help me to be scanned.
Help me to be scanned.
May I be scanned by the word of God.
May I be scanned by the word of God.
So that if I am in any wrong path.
So that if I am in any wrong
path.
I will align.
With the word of God.
With the word of God.
With the spirit of God.
With the spirit of God.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
So that the devil.
So that the devil.
Will have no place in my life.
Will have no place
to manipulate any of your area of my life.
To manipulate any area of my life.
In the name of the Lord.
Lord Jesus.
In the name of the Lord,
lift up your voice and pray.
Sometimes we hear certain stories, and sometimes because they are not close, or they didn't happen to somebody who was closer to us, we tend to treat it as, oh, this can never happen to us. But when you go deep, you realize that those people it happened to were Christians, were believers, were children of God. Are you getting what I'm saying? Why? Because probably there was the lack of spiritual alertness. And one of the things that really kills our alertness in the spirit is lack of prayer. Okay. Lack of prayer. Lack of staying in the word of God. Lack of some fastings here and there. Are you getting my point? How can you employ someone? When you employ someone, the person you employed was all the time calculating and planning how to kill you. Huh? Do you hear that story of this lady that was butchered or something by the person that they had employed? Huh? And stole the car or something and they arrested him. Can you just imagine? Though the guy is arrested, life is lost. A loved one is gone. Am I communicating at all? Yeah. Yeah. How can you pick this? Tyler is a thief. I must watch my keys. Oh my God. Spiritual alertness. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Hallelujah. But then the main thing is when he has access and now comes to manipulate with devices like witchcraft and all that. Okay? We want to pray. May my spiritual alertness be sharpened to pick signals of the spirit in the name of Jesus. The lady followed Paul many days. Paul couldn't pick it the first day. But I think Paul spoke in tongues and prayed about it. Then he picked it. He said, no, this is not the right spirit. It's not the spirit of God speaking. May my spiritual alertness be sharpened to pick signals of the spirit, to know that the devil is manipulating things. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus.
Two last prayers we close. We are dealing with witchcraft. Any witchcraft manipulation that they are sending through projections, let it catch fire now in the name of Jesus. Then the second one we will pray is that if the agent of witchcraft is in proximity, let the fire of God burn them, expose them, and expel them.
Jesus' name.
Sometimes they are so bold to come close because they know you are not alert 1 minute. So you can't even identify them. I hope you are getting my point. Because where the fire is out, flies and ants play there. When there's fire, they run. No, you see, there's no mad person who goes near fire. No. When it doesn't matter the level of your insanity. Fire corrects the madman. Fire. My goodness. Fire corrects the madman. Nobody tells the madman this is fire. Just, hey, they fire, then they move. They will play with everything, not fire. But when the fire is out, you see ants and cockroaches, and they are playing on the stove because there's no fire. When the fire is lit, first prayer. If the witchcraft manipulation is a projection, problem. You get what I'm trying to say? Yeah. One gift, they can project and want to spoil all your business. Yeah. So we want to pray. If the manipulation is by what? Projection. Let that projection
Catch fire and die now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Shout, my Father and my God.
My Father and my God.
As I slap my hands to pray.
As I slap my hands.
Any witchcraft manipulation.
Any witchcraft
in any area of my life.
In any area of my life.
That is my projection.
That is my projection.
From the realm of darkness.
From the realm of darkness.
Let that projection catch fire.
Let that projection catch
let
fire.
Let it catch fire.
Let it catch fire.
And be destroyed now.
And be destroyed
in the name
now.
Of Jesus.
In the name
lift
of Jesus.
Up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. In the name of the Lord
Jesus Christ.
People of God, want to pray. If they use any weakness of yours that comes through the works of the flesh to get to you, you want to pray. Lord, any moment that come, that point comes, may I be sensitive and help me to overcome that weakness. Am I communicating at all? At least sometimes it is not. Look, let me tell you, weakness, you must overcome it. You see, it can't be cast out. We should cast out desire for women from you. How will you get married? You can't cast it. Cast it out. No. You must overcome that desire that wants to make you satisfy that desire at the wrong time. You must overcome. That's why there's self-control. You say, Pastor, this thing worries me. I fornicate to my cast it out. You see, you can't cast it out. You say, oh, maybe it's a spirit. Listen to me. If even we cast the spirit out, the desire for women, we can't cast it out. I should cast out the desire of women from you. You'll be in trouble. Why should we cast it out? You want to pray anytime that the enemy wants to use that. Holy Spirit, help me to overcome. Help me to overcome. In the name of the Lord Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. The same way Jesus could overcome him in his temptations, in the name of Jesus, may I overcome. Help me to overcome at every given moment. When it comes through anger, help me to overcome anger. When it comes through lust, help me to overcome lust. When it comes through any form of strife, help me to overcome strife. Padabrata, Alanta de Bedebeba, Rakapasata da 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 da, Rakadobesita, Ayante de Bianta, in the name of the Lord
Jesus.
The last one. I learned this. This is a principle of war. One of the principles of war is that identify the sponsor of your enemy and block his supplies. Then your enemy will not have resources to fight you. Just imagine you are the one fueling your enemy with money or with clothes. When I say enemy, there are different kinds of enemies. There's an enemy who is not a dog, a witch. Listen carefully. He just doesn't like you. That kind of enemy. But there's an enemy who wants to spoil everything, deviate you from your destiny line, everything. Sensitivity not to put into the hand of anyone that wants to destroy me what they will use to destroy me. For example, let's say that money you give to the person is what they will use to manipulate something. Then when you pick it, don't give the money to them. You realize that now you have blocked something. You didn't now fuel that manipulation. Or you are not getting what I'm saying. Or some of you, your weakness is taking gifts from people. So you don't take this gift. Don't hold it. Let somebody else come and pick it away. Or you are not getting what I'm trying to say. One dress, one wrong dress on your body, the way it can manipulate things if you are not alert. Probably you too, for 3 months, you have not been praying. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And they want to manipulate things. They brought you a dress. Huh? You shall tread upon snakes and scorpions. They place something there, you step on it, and you thought it was just banana. No, are you getting what I am saying? You want to pray. This is the last prayer. May the Spirit of God cause you to be sensitive, not to give things to the wrong people and not to take things from the wrong people. Huh? That when you don't know, you just sense, don't use it. Don't give him. Huh? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
As I slap my hands to pray.
As I slap my
spiritual
hands,
sensitivity.
Spiritual sensitivity.
Not to give.
Things to the wrong people.
That they will use to manipulate
that
me.
They will use to manipulate me.
Sensitivity.
Sensitivity.
Not to take from the wrong
not
people.
To take from the wrong
things
people.
They have brought to manipulate me.
Things they have brought to
in the name
me.
Of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of the
lift
Lord
up
Jesus.
Your voice and pray.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. Shouted, I know who I am in Christ.
I know who I am in Christ.
I take my place. The devil has no place in my life.
Any
opening.
Any opening
that he can use. To bring in manipulation,
is
blocked in the name of Jesus.
I stand
in my authority in Christ.
I decree and I declare.
I walk in power.
I walk in authority.
The devil has no place. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of the Lord
shall
Jesus.
Manipulation come to an end.
Come to an
in
end.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you for listening to today's message. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say this short confession after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died, and on the third day, you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is. You are Lord. You are the Lord of my life. Even from this day forth, precious Spirit of God, help me to live for the Lord all the days of my life. God bless you. If you said that confession, you are a child of God. Make sure you are planted in a church that will raise you in the Word of God so that you become a tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with My Pastor Christian. We believe you have been refreshed by The Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Facebook, Telegram, YouTube, podcast, or Podcast Addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Stream Church. You may also call our helpline for the messages and the books of Pastor Christian, and for pure pastoral counsel and any other inquiry on 0540-953-017, 0540-953-017. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, Edum, right opposite the GRA building behind the Ejaba building. My Pastor Christian also comes your way with Shepherd's Stream Prayer Session this and every Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the church premise at Edum. You can also join in the prayer session via Facebook Live at My Pastor Christian. Come, pray, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.